a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
And we are back here on Monday Night Talk and continuing the conversation with State Representative Tom Coulter.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. Again.
Well, I definitely appreciate you coming in. Whenever I call and I ask Betty if there's a way to get you to be a part of the program, it's usually she really works her tail off to have you be a part of the show. We got to find some way to have you in for a little bit more of an extended version than the 10 minutes. But I think to kind of promote these two events, I think, is important.
Well, you know, it is very important. You know, we've got an epidemic. Anyone who read the Sunday Globe, the region section of the Sunday Globe, you know, they understand that Plymouth in the region is averaging one overdose a day. That's a day, not a week, not a month, a day. And they've now had 11 fatalities resulting from that overdose. Last year we had 15. That was up 40% over the year before. And we've already got 11, and we're not through May yet. So this epidemic is a real problem. And what makes it more complicated, you know, everybody likes to use the term, it's a three-legged stool. You have to fix all three legs of the stool or it falls over. Mm. Well, this isn't a three-legged stool. This could be a 10-legged stool. You know, you've got to get to the young kids early with education.
How early? Because I know that the communities, they try to get the kids in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Do we have to go even earlier?
In my opinion, it's 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. Because some of the kids are struggling with addiction of their older sisters and brothers and mothers and fathers. Mm. And that's creating complications in their home. They don't know how to handle that. But when I say a 10-legged stool, you got to deal with education at the lower level, at the higher level. You got to deal with incarceration. You got to deal with law enforcement. You got to deal with drug court. You got to deal with treatment. You got to deal with prevention. There are so many faces to this crisis. And I've been doing this for almost a year and a half. And I read every day of people coming out of the woodwork saying, this is the solution or that's the solution. We need to do it all because this epidemic is not getting better in spite of our efforts.
And clearly it's an epidemic. I mean, it isn't, you know, oh, I know a couple of people here or in that town. It is everywhere, and it touches every family. I don't care who you talk to.
True.
Everybody's affected by it, and it's horrible. It ruins lives. I've seen it ruin adult lives. I've seen people that have just retired, and all of a sudden they're raising their daughter's child because she's off somewhere. And it's, you know, I see a lot of it. You know, Whitman. Beautiful little Whitman.
14,000 people, right?
14? Roughly. Yep. I mean, not just Whitman, but East Bridgewater and every town, it's the same thing.
It's not an urban thing. It's
everywhere.
It's everywhere.
My kid's class, who graduated in the, she graduated several years ago. I'll have to think about that one for a minute. I mean, she had several kids in her class die over the years.
That's right.
It's every class, every family, and the representative ought to be commended for doing something that's, you know, important to everybody.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I how I got into this thing a year and a half, 2 years ago. I've got a son who's a medic, Boston EMS, and a son who's a policeman in Kingston. And both of them were dealing with an overdose at the stroke of midnight 2 years ago. And I knew that wasn't a coincidence. And interesting enough, one son was working on a 40-year-old attorney, and another son was working on a 22-year-old BU graduate student athlete. Mm-hmm. So I knew it wasn't the people under the bridge that we knew as kids.
Right.
That these are our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters. And when I said that, when I ran the first forum a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, and I said that these aren't the people under the bridge, people were offended. People felt that, you know, are you talking about me? And the second thing I said to people almost two years ago, is we need to get rid of the stigma. We need to deal with this like it's diabetes or heart disease or cancer. Take away the shame and let's attack this thing and let's take away all the, you know, the imagery and the falsehoods and the stigmas that are attached to it. It's the only way we're going to fix it. But for the grace of God, go any of us. It could be our sons, daughters, husbands, wives, mothers, and fathers. And so if we can get rid of the stigma and if we can understand that it's about us and about our families, then we can continue to make progress.
You know, we were in my family, we were very fortunate. My daughter hurt her knee, So she had to have...
It's not easy.
She had to have... She blew out her ACL. So we go to the doctor, and one thing leads to another, and she had to have a bone transfer because she had a non-ossifying fibroma. She needed two operations. Brought her into Mass General. We walked in, and the first operation that she had, which was the bone transplant, was way worse than anything else she had. And what do they give her for prescription drugs? Oxycontin.
Yep.
And thank God, and I didn't really know what it was back then. This was a number of years ago, and thank God... The first one she took made her sick. They gave her a whole prescription. Several months later, when she went back in for the ACL, they gave her another prescription for OxyContin. It's like outrageous. So, I mean, it is different than when we were kids.
Well, see, that's another piece of the 10-legged stool.
Yeah.
So now there needs to be reform in the healthcare industry, and we've done that. You know, it's interesting. OxyContins get a very bad name. And given their intended purpose, it's a wonder drug. Yeah, you know this. I've said this to you in the past. Yep. My brother died 2.5-3 years ago from pancreatic cancer. And the last 6 months of his life were very, 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 promised to be very painful. And they loaded him up on OxyContin, and he lived the last 6 months of his life pain-free, got very close to his family, resolved old issues, got in touch with his faith, and it was a blessing.
Mm.
But when he died, there were 180 full-strength OxyContin pills in his home.
Jesus.
Now that's a problem. They should have given him all he needed to stay healthy, to stay pain free. But to Matt, and he was taking them like candy, and there was 180 left over. That was a symptomatic problem 3 years ago, in the medical community. Now we've got a leader in Plymouth County, and Peter Holden down at Beth Israel at Jordan Hospital in Plymouth. Peter is the president of the Mass Hospital Association. He has played that Plymouth North tape to over 1,000 people that are executives in the hospital industry to talk about how kids are being exposed to the OxyContin being presented to them either directly or through their families. And he's having a real impact. It wasn't easy for him to talk about the role that docs and hospitals were playing in this epidemic, but he hit it head on. I give him credit for that.
Larry, hold that up one more time. That's what Larry has as far as stats. As far as 6 overdoses in 8 days in the town of Plymouth.
That's about right.
That's
about right.
3 days.
Oh, in 3 days. Okay.
In 3 days.
Thank you, Larry.
And you know, and
his penmanship is not good.
And Plymouth is a town that's attacking it.
Sure.
You know, they created a 9-person street crimes unit. They're working very closely with Judge Rosemary Minahan in the drug courts. The president of the hospital, Peter Holden, is working very closely with the Department of Public Health on behavioral funding for drug addicts. Mm. They're doing all the right things, and yet the problem continues to grow in Plymouth. Now, Plymouth will get their arms around it because they're taking very aggressive action. Other towns are ignoring that there's even a problem.
Let's remind folks once again before we end the segment here. We have been speaking with State Representative Tom Coulter. And kind of the main purpose, not only to just kind of remind folks in regards to what's going on. And we have a great program that we have here every Wednesday night that Jim Hall does to remind folks and talks about this. And I think I've heard you a couple of times on Jim's show.
Does a great job.
Remind folks of the two events that are coming up. One for 9th and 11th graders, and then one for the parents in Duxbury.
Two events. Wednesday at 12:30. Of the 9th and 11th graders who will listen to Chris Herron, the former Celtics player whose life was destroyed, or his career was destroyed.
Because of
his life's been recreated as a savior because of opiates. And that's for the 9th and 11th graders. We did the 8th, 10th, and 12th last week. On Thursday at 7:30 is a parents forum that I'm hosting with Representative Josh Cutler from Duxbury at Duxbury High School with a panel discussion geared just towards parents without children in the room.
All right. If folks want to reach out to you,
sure.
How can they reach out to you? And if they have any concerns in regards to this area, or maybe they are within your district and they just don't know how to reach out.
I'm not afraid to give them my office and my cell. My office number is 508-732-0033. That's my district office at Cordish Park in Plymouth. And my cell number is 508-930-5700. Happy to hear from anybody in the district or out of the district.
Tom, I want to thank you very much for coming in, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Hate to go, but there's a guy who wants to run for mayor.
Yeah, I think he's an important guy right now.
He is. We're going to speak with mayoral candidate, State Senator Bob Hedlund, in just a couple of moments right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.